Countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candle of assembly of guidance.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on this silsila where we will discuss the amazing life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In our previous episodes, we had gone through a brief history on the ancestry, the pure lineage of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, including his beloved father, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an, his beloved mother, Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala an, his blessed grandfather. And inshallah ta'ala, we will continue. Today we will discuss more about the childhood, about Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So stay with us inshallah. And we will urge you, like our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islam in Tambarakatum al-Aliyah, he always encourages us and informs us, motivates us in fact, to make as many good niyat, many good intentions as we can to gain maximum thawab and rewards. Make the intentions that I will listen to the silsila from the beginning to the end for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will diarize, I will note down the important points, I will try to practice upon them, try to encourage them amongst my family members, my spouse, my children, Muslims in my society, etc., etc. Whatever other good intentions you can make, make them now, inshallah, to gain more thawab and rewards, inshallah ta'ala. There are countless benefits and blessings for those who recite abundant amount of durood-e paak upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a beautiful hadith, a narration, that the person who recites the durood-e paak, salawat, or salutations upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times daily, how many times? 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, make good intentions, and as much as you can, recite more and more durood-e paak and salawat. If we want these kind of very beautiful rewards which are gained for us, inshallah ta'ala. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we had mentioned many incidences that took place before the arrival of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And now we are going to discuss the childhood itself of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Do you know, it is mentioned, a beautiful hadith in fact. Listen, be amazed, but take lessons and see the honor, the glory and the respect of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Lady Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved mother of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, she says, when Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born, I saw a huge cloud appear. It was bright, and I could hear the sound of horses, of birds and people speaking. Suddenly, he disappeared. My little child, that is the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, disappeared from me. And someone was heard crying out and saying, he should be taken to the east and the west of the world and shown to the inmates of the sea, the ocean, as well, so that they may recognize his appearance, his qualities, and his name. He should be presented in front of all creation, that is, of men, of jinn, of angels, of birds, of animals, etc., etc., so that they also can recognize him. Let him possess the features of Adam alayhi salam, the recognition of Sheeth alayhi salam, the courage of Nuh alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the eloquence of Ismail alayhi salam, the acceptance of Ishaq alayhi salam, the elegant speech of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the good news of Ya'qub alayhi salam, the firmness of Musa alayhi salam, the patience of Ayyub alayhi salam, obedience of Yunus alayhi salam, the striving of Yusha alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the respect of Ilyas alayhi salam, the chastity of Yahya alayhi salam, and the abstinence of Isa alayhi salam. Let him possess all these qualities of the past Anbiya alayhi salam. Therefore, the cloud then went away, and I then saw him wrapped in a green silk with water dripping from it. A voice began to say, indeed, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been granted control of the entire world, and there is no particle present in creation that is not within his control. I then looked at his face, and I saw that it was brighter than the moon on the 14th night. Subhanallah. His body was emitting musk. At that moment, three people had appeared. In one's hand was a water pot. In another, the hand had a tray of green emeralds, and in the last was a glimmering ring. The ring was washed 7 times and impressed between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shoulders, producing the seal of nubuwa, the seal of prophethood. He was then wrapped in silk material, picked up and presented to me. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this blessed birth took place as it is the unanimous verdict of the ulama kiram, 55 days after the incident of Ashabi Fil, the people of Fil, of the elephant and the army of Abraha, 55 days after this incident approximately, on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, corresponding to April the 20th, 571 AC, this blessed birth and arrival of the beloved Rasul, the beloved of Allah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, took place. Subhanallah. And in those days, this was the opinion of Ahlul Makkah also, the people of Makkah Sharif, as they would make ziyarah of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's blessed home, gathering there to celebrate Miladun Nabi on this date, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, affectionately as we know it as Rabi'ul Nur. Subhanallah. He was born in his blessed father's house in Makkatul Mukarramah, Zadahullahu Sharafa wa Ta'zima, in the position of Sajda. Subhanallah. And this all happened while his body was emanating perfume, a fragrance. Subhanallah. A child's father is commonly informed first about his birth. But since Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away before Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandfather of Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was first called to see his grandson while busy in making tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. His happiness could not be contained, and he hurried to the house. He hurried upon seeing the bright face of the leader of all leaders, the master of all masters. He immediately showered his love upon him, took him to the Kaaba Sharif and to make dua for barakah, for blessings, and kept his name Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Abu Lahab, we all know Abu Lahab, one of the staunchest enemies and infidels. His slave girl, Suwayba radiallahu ta'ala anha, she ran towards Abu Lahab to inform him about the birth of his nephew. Yes, he was the uncle of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but he did not bring iman. He died as a disbeliever. So she informed him that your nephew has been born. When he heard this, he gestured with his index finger and said that, go, you are free. After his death, after the death of Abu Lahab, when he died, he was seen in a dream. And this is recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari. When he died, after this, people saw him in a dream. In fact, some of his family members had seen him in a dream. And they asked about his condition. Abu Lahab pointed to this finger and said, after being separated from you, I have received nothing to eat and drink except water which flows from this finger of mine from which I had freed Suwaiba radiallahu anha. Now regarding this beautiful narration, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dahlvi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the very great scholar, giant of Islam, provides a very thought-provoking point here regarding this blessed narration. The above is solid proof for those who express joy and spend their wealth on the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam's milad and gathering over there. When a disbeliever such as Abu Lahab, one whom the Holy Quran has cursed in Surah Lahab, can reap the benefits of expressing joy on the birth of his nephew only, which is actually the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, then what reward awaits the believer, the Muslim, who is lost in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and expresses his joy and spends his wealth on this occasion? Subhanallah. What reward can be waiting for this person? Subhanallah. We have umid and we have hope that Allah Azza wa Jalla will accept whatever good, little good we can do and grant us this reward for the sadqa, through the sadqa and medium of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the place where Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born, that blessed area is indeed sacred. It is a blessed area, subhanallah, over which the kings of Islam built a marvelous structure at that time. Muslims around the world would gather there to hold and commemorate and celebrate Miladun Nabi, Mawludun Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and recite salatu salam and send salam to Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because it is a sacred area. This includes the residents of Haramain Sharifain. They used to do the same. Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlvi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in his book, in his kitab, Fuyuzul Haramain. What does he say? He says, I once participated in the Milad held by the people of Makkah during the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal at the place where Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born. While we was reciting, I noticed the gathering being engulfed with nur, with light, and after paying full attention to it, I understood that this light emitting from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, this light is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels which are present at such gatherings. Subhanallah. There was at that time when the marvelous structure was there. Alas, today we have those who do not believe in these things because their hearts have been sealed. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide us on this straight path and put the love in our hearts of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May we must continue celebrating the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in whichever form, whether you recite durood and salawat, whether you are practicing the sunnah lifestyle in your life, whether you are commemorating and celebrating Miladun Nabi, continue to do so. This leads to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The first person to foster, to bring up Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was Suwaybah radiallahu anha. Who was she? She was the freed slave of Abu Lahab. After her was his blessed mother, Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. And finally, Sayyida Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu anha took him into her custody. His rada'at, that is his milk drinking period, took place in her house, Sayyida Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu anha. Now it was the custom of the Arab people, the Arab tribes, and especially the nobles, to send their children for fosterage into the nearby villages, as this contributed to their development actually, of the child's growth. Another benefit is that they could learn the pure Arabic spoken by them, because the Arabic of the cities was a combination of fusha, of eloquent and pure, and amiya and non-eloquent dialects as well. Sayyida Bibi Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu anha, she mentions, I went with the other woman as well of Bani Sa'ad to Makkatul Mukarramah in search for a child to foster. The Arabian Peninsula was affected by a severe drought in that year. I had a child to take care of in this time, but because of poverty, my milk was insufficient for him. He would stay awake and he would cry the entire night because of hunger, and we could do nothing but try to comfort him. The camel that we possessed also had no milk. The donkey upon which I traveled to Makkah al-Mukarramah was so weak that it barely managed to keep up with the caravan's speed. My fellow travelers, they were bothered about this. But ultimately we reached the city. When Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was seen by other women, and they were told that he is an orphan, a yatim, they chose not to take him. As an orphan child, and orphan children were not means of attaining precious gifts. Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu ta'ala anha said that I did not receive any children, as it was known that she did not have enough milk to feed. Yet this proved to be a turn of fate and her luck actually. She said to her husband, Harith, we should take this orphan child with us. It's not good to go back empty handed. He agreed, and she took this treasure back with her to her home. A treasure who came to not only brighten the homes of Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu anha and Lady Bibi Amina radiallahu anha, but to brighten and illuminate the entire world. Subhanallah. This was a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal to exalt her fate. After entering her tent to feed him, she was amazed to find milk in abundance. And he as well, his foster brother, they drank to their heart's content and they slept away. Through the blessings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the camel of Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu anha also had an excess of milk now. Her husband, Harith, later he milked it, and they both, he and Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu anha, they drank from that and they fell off to sleep. After witnessing the blessings brought by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Harith said, you surely brought a blessed child. She replied, I wished he'd be so, and now I'm positive he will fill our home with barakat and blessings in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Sayyidah Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu anha further says, we then left to take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, back to our village. The donkey that I had arrived with now was so energetic that before we was delayed, but now he was far ahead of the caravan. And they asked, Halima, is this the same donkey you came with? Or did you purchase another one? Finally, we reached our homes. An unbearable drought plagued our village, and no animal could provide milk. Yet through the blessings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were saved from this famine, and milk became plentiful. Our animals would return from grazing with large quantities of milk, whereas other people's animals, nothing. Our tribe later ordered that their shepherds to have their animals graze in the same place, same location, where our animals were grazing. Subhanallah. Failing to understand that this was not because of that particular place or location or grass or vegetation, but the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They remained unaware of this. Yet we knew we were being benefited by the distributor of bounties, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We witnessed his blessings every second of our lives until the day his 2 years were completed. Subhanallah. Therefore, Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had said, I had stopped feeding him milk at that time, but his physical development was better in contrast to the other children. Subhanallah. We later returned Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to his blessed mother and received the customary reward for our services. Subhanallah. Now according to tradition, we were not allowed to keep him. Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu anha is saying, we were not allowed to keep him with us any longer. But because we had developed a strong bond and strong love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we could not bear his separation. We could not bear being separated from him. A large plague unexpectedly broke out in Makkah al-Mukarramah. زَادَهُ اللَّهُ شَرَفًا وَتَعْظِيمًا. And therefore we use this as an excuse to convince Sayyida Lady Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha to allow us to take him back, to which she agreed. Upon returning, our house was once again a place of mercy and blessings. She is saying, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam began to live quite comfortably with us. And although he would watch the other children play, but he himself would abstain from this. One day he asked, I don't ever see my brothers and my sisters. Where do they go when they wake up every day? I replied, Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu anha. She replied, they go out to take the animals for grazing. Hearing this, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Mother, please send me with them. And due to his persistence, I unwillingly allowed him to go out with his brothers and sisters. In this way, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam became a shepherd of animals. And this is a trait of all the prophets, all the anbiya alayhi wa sallam, and mursaleen as well, the messengers alayhi wa sallam. One of the characteristics of a prophet was this, becoming a shepherd, which Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam exhibited during his early childhood. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While in the pasture one day, on the grazing fields, a son of Halima, Sa'diyya, radiallahu anha, ran back home, and he's crying. He's saying, my mother, something bad has happened. What? Three men wearing white clothing made Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lie flat on his back and they tore open his chest. They cut open his chest. I was afraid of them and I ran back to come and tell you. Hearing this, Sayyidina Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu ta'ala anha and her husband, fearfully they ran towards the field where Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was. As they entered, they saw him, Sayyidina Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu ta'ala anha, lovingly embraced him and asked, Oh Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what happened? He replied, three people in extremely white clothing and extremely clean clothing, they approached me. They made me lie on my back. They opened my chest. They removed something and they replaced something else with it. Then they sewed it back. I felt no pain when this was happening. Aqwa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was saying, Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu anha and her husband Harith became increasingly afraid after they heard this. He said, I fear he has been affected by black magic. You should return him to Makkah al-Mukarramah as soon as possible. Fearing that she no more has the ability to protect him, Sayyidina Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu anha took Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam back to Makkah al-Mukarramah and was asked by his mother, Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha, you were so eager to take him the first time and again the second time. Now why are you returning him so soon? She related the story of the chest and expressed her concern of the possibility of any mischief that could be done by some jinn or shaitan, some Satan. Bibi Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, definitely not. My son can never be a victim to such things. He has an unimaginable glory. See, the Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha says. She then began to relate the incidences which occurred during Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's birth, which satisfied the heart of Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu anha. Therefore, she bade farewell to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and left him in the care of his beloved mother, Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now, some may ask, how many times did this incident occur? This incident is called Shaqqa Sadr. Sadr means chest. Shaqqa Sadr means the opening of the chest. During the life or the physical life when Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was amongst the people, amongst Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, then how many times did Shaqqa Sadr, the opening of the chest, take place? Sayyidina Mawlana Shah Abdul Aziz, Muhaddith Delhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned in the tafsir of Surah in Shirah that Shaqqa Sadr, the opening of the chest, occurred 4 times. And on every occasion, the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was filled with nur, with light and wisdom. The first, while he was in the care of Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu anha, the wisdom behind this was that it saved him from thoughts that would lead other children towards mischief. The second time, the Shaqqa Sadr took place when he was 10 years old, which warded off the wicked thoughts of adolescence from his mind. In the cave of Hira was a third time, enabling him to tolerate the great responsibility of receiving wahi and revelation. And the fourth time, and final time, was Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he was going to the journey of Mi'raj. Before this, it took place. This was so that he could experience the ease of receiving the vision of Allah Azza wa Jal easily, and to easily communicate with Allah Azza wa Jal, and to be able to witness the grandeur of those incidences that took place on the night of Mi'raj. Ummi Ayman, while staying with his mother, the slave girl by the name of Barakat used to take care of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He had later inherited her from his father's estate. Remember, at that time, slavery was common. But Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came, Islam came, to abolish slavery. And Ummi Ayman spent every day in the service of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam married her off to his own freed slave, Sayyidina Zayd bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala an, and Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was born from her, subhanallah. Sayyidina Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu ta'ala anha states that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cradle used to be rocked by angels and the moon should move in the direction of his gesture, subhanallah. The first words he ever spoke were, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa Subhanallahi Bukratan wa Asila. After learning to walk, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go out and watch the other children play, but would never ever join the activities. When they called him, he would reply, I have not been created to play. Subhanallah. This is our beloved Rasul, our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that even in childhood, he displayed so many different miracles that were there to show his grand status, that he is one, in fact, the most beloved in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Join us next time, inshallah ta'ala, we will continue on this year, and we will discuss many other aspects of the amazing life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candle of assembly of guidance.